Bobrovsky are ready. How long will the get acquainted process take between these two who have not met since mid-December? It is McDavid along with Zach Hyman, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins out there along against Barkov with Verhaeghe and Reinhardt to the lead feed. Too far for Hyman. Right on goal. McDavid with steal. Hyman a chance. And an early stop. Bobrovsky swimming out of the net. All the way to Bobrovsky. Nugent-Hopkins on the forecheck. Gets played ahead and the captain goes to work. Barkov onto the right side. Looks for the giver. Goes for it. Scores! Carter Verhaeghe. After Verhaeghe and Florida off and running.
And you can see the late reaction by McDavid. He knows that the forecheck didn't work and it's a quick transition. Now trying to get back to Barkov. It's Cody Ceci who goes right to Barkov instead of staying in the middle. A saucer pass one and then Barkov to Verhaeghe. You've seen that so many times during the regular season and playoffs. A couple of misreads and it ends up in the back of the net.
Verhaeghe, three goals in the regular season, gets it. But nearly threw Bobrovsky off a faceoff win. Has not played the Oilers in the playoffs. Here's Mikola with a shot and the rebound tapped ahead. Oilers trying to clear it. And do get it outside the line. Evan Rodriguez will drop it back in. Ekblad with an aerial out to the Oiler line. Quickly back in. Here's McDavid. Got a step to the net. Bobrovsky at the top of the crease.
For a new series. You look at Connor McDavid and say, okay, yeah, I know he's fast. But you can see Ekblad tries to pinch off.
Goals of the playoffs for Edmonton scored by McLeod. Fogle tried to jam. It'll come back to Nurse. McLeod in behind the net. That is now a pass across the goal mouth. Reaches Barkov again. Down low. That hot pass for Verhaeghe. Unable to get good wood on that.
Back home in the box. And that bumper play to the middle. Good adjustment there by Reinhardt. Couldn't get the shot away.
We should mention that Oliver Ekman Larson went to the Florida room. So the Panthers may be down a defenseman early in this game. Here's McDavid trying to get a shot through it. Hear him to cross for Drysdale, a little backhand stop by Bobrovsky.
14 guys available to play and practice this year. They had 27. All the extra guys are good to go as well.
Cody Ceci sends that to the net. Tarasenko gathering speed, charging down that right side. Drop for Lundell. Big shot. Skinner gets a right pad on that. Now Broberg has a little room. Lead feed, great pass. Here's a break into the backhand. Stopped by Bobrovsky.
Threw into the crease, and then Bobrovsky read that perfectly. That was going across the crease over for a Hyman tap in. He makes the save.
Here's a break. Nugent-Hopkins in. And another spectacular stop.
Okay, they're going to drop the puck back, so you get standing still. Instead, it's a quick little up there to Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and there's another example. You just cannot beat Bobrovsky low like that. He moves laterally so effectively. For Nugent-Hopkins, you're in tight there. You've got to get.
And he was in for the entire game. Here's a pass in front. It's McDavid. Wraparound try. Can't get him. After it goes down, kept alive by Forsling. Lundell into the corner. There's Reinhardt shooting. That's struck away by Skinner. Ceci jumping up on the play as well. He'll drop it in behind the net. A turnover and a chance. That just wide. Drysdale pulls that back. Hyman trying to outfight Bennett and does. And now Drysdale. Watched by Ekblad. Here's an Ekholm shot. Drysdale a shot. Bobrovsky with one more stop at least in this period.
First period, Dallas had eight or fewer in the first five games of that series. So Stuart Skinner's been able to dial himself in, even not being that busy. But it's this power play that's been the difference maker all season.
On the forecheck, Montour, the first pass for Bennett. Sam Bennett will drop it in. Goals in the last three games. He gets away from the field. Scores! Evan Rodriguez!
play. Here's the play behind all by himself and just the backhand up.
Drysdale starts out 3-on-2 break the other way for Edmonton. Drysdale across. Bobrovsky across. Rebound. Stop. So Rodriguez with his fourth. Bennett and Montour, the assist. An elite feed for Janmark. Drop. Berger. Kicked away by Bobrovsky. Janmark's got it again. Watched there by Kulikov. Along the boards, it's kicked loose. And a hold the zone was Bouchard. Late pass, McDavid and out. Oilers, the number one second period team in the Stanley Cup playoffs, came in at a plus 12. And here's McDavid across. Maybe a chance for Bouchard. Stop. Rebound. Stopped again as Nugent Hopkins. Got a stick on it to Fogel. Kevin Stenlund works on Fogel. Gets it back to the line. Stinky fire. And that stopped with traffic in front. Here's Sam Bennett. Back in, all the way. Sticks with him, and Bennett gets away, though, and a shot short side, stopped by Skinner. Stop that, back in comes Florida with numbers. Ekblad across, Tarasenko block, another shot, back in, rebound. Stewart Skinner with a pair of big saves.
The neutral zone creates a 4-on-2. There's the one block, and then Stewart Skinner tight, able to fight for that rebound after the second.
Stenlund, heavy on the forecheck. Now flipped away, maybe a break. Here's Matthias Janmark in. Janmark stopped by Bobrovsky.
Good on Janmark. Looked like for a second there was a little bit of separation. Good flip pass that creates the opportunity. Janmark gets pressure from behind, gets the shot on the rebound.
Edmonton gets it back. Here's a give and go. Drysdale stop. Rebound. Nugent Hopkins. And Bobrovsky threw across.
Get up and grab his stick in a softer pass. One good save, this one just high
by Zach Hyman. But for a second, McDavid was going to reenact the goal he scored against Dallas in Game 6. And Bouchard firing it, kicked away. CeCe regroups with Nurse, and now ahead, a touch pass from Fogel, gets it back. And the pass out beyond the blue. And Kerem's off target, and back the other way, Reinhart. Barkov. Here's Sam Reinhart, and the stop by Skinner.
A team that was really beat up, went into Vegas, lost 5-2 in Game 1, 7-2 in Game 2. And the one thing that they weren't very good at, they weren't very disciplined. They took far too many penalties, and they really got back on their heels early.
And the timing with the puck, but unable to center that. Gets it back again. Looks for Drysdale in front. Bobrovsky. With the stop,
and he bobbles the puck right here. Good back pressure there by Hyman. One pass, two across, and Bobrovsky sliding across. Look at the look on McDavid's face. Tried to get it there quickly, get it up as high as he could, and kind of
Leon Draisaitl kicks back. Bouchard shot is blocked by Verhaeghe. Bouchard's in deep. He looks to center a shot, and Bobrovsky gets a piece of that. Ekholm tried to fire it back in, and Huskarinen's there. Here comes Florida and Skinner with a glove stop on that chance. Bouchard quickly in, under 90 seconds to go. Drop for Drysdale. Now down low it goes. Here's McDavid, a quick pivot to the side of the net. And Bobrovsky.
And it was there for the taking. Watch how quickly you think you're going to get body on him. And a quick little spin by McDavid opens up.
Mikkola, the big defenseman, trying to hold it against the boards. Comes loose past Ekholm. Bouchard. At the line, final 10 seconds. That shot doesn't get through. And another empty net for Huskarinen. Under the ice here at Amarant Bank Arena as the Panthers will take
well, loose drain and pressures Bouchard and forces Bouchard to get the puck, trying to get it through. He gets a little bit of a block, and then it's Barkov again in position. And frustration there, but
Game 2, Monday night, right back here as Sergei Bobrovsky registers his third ever Stanley Cup playoff shutout.